Jeff Solberg, Chief Executive Officer of Growmark.
And not only are you the Chief Executive Officer of Growmark, but you're the soon-to-be retired Chief Executive Officer of Growmark. Tell me a little bit about how your 10 years been here at Growmark and some of the things that you've been the most proud of.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm certainly very, very proud of becoming CEO of this great organization. It's a terrific company. I've been here 38 years. Very fortunate, as I've said to many groups, that I was able to find the right place to work the first time. Never had a reason to look or leave. All the opportunity I ever wanted was given to me in the Growmark system. My dream job, actually, was to become Chief Financial Officer. I never dreamed of becoming CEO. I was fortunate enough to be able to be named Chief Financial Officer in 1999, and then had the opportunity 4 years ago to become CEO. So that was beyond my expectations, beyond my dreams, and certainly beyond anything that I could have ever hoped for. So as far as achievements go, I've just satisfied everything I could ever hope for.
That's excellent. So tell me some of the things in 38 years that you've seen, some of the best changes or best improvements maybe that you've seen Growmark come through as a whole.
Well, I'll tell you, agriculture is a cyclical industry. Over 38 years, you see the different cycles. I started in May of 1976, and the late 70s were great years in agriculture. We were going to feed the world. It was fence row to fence row, and it all collapsed in the 80s. The embargo, just a number of variables went against agriculture. But you learn a lot by going through the tough times, and those were really tough times. I watched our management team navigate through those times, and those are the best lessons that you can learn. You never forget those lessons. You never forget how to manage tough in tough situations. So we've been able to apply that. You make sure that all of the businesses that you have are good, solid businesses, providing the market with what the market needs, and that's our basic farmers, everything that they need. Over the years, we've gotten very focused on the key things that farmers need. That's the agronomy inputs, it's energy, it's services through our retail supplies businesses. It's grain marketing. One of the things that we lost in the early 80s, when things were so tough, was the grain business. We have now rebuilt, at least in part, a farmer-owned grain marketing system through our retail grain units, and it's our focus to continue to build the grain business so we can round out our offerings of not only inputs but grain marketing as well.
You know, you talk about the early 80s, and that's probably when my family actually stopped farming altogether. Of course, we've always been involved in agriculture somehow, and it kind of brings me back. You know, you talk about that problem, and then you look at, like, last year, and we just talked here at the polar vortex and how cold it was and a propane shortage. You guys just kind of know how to hunker down and hang on and make it work, right?
Well, yes. What you make sure that you do is that you can manage through any situation. We don't look at a single year. We look at how we're positioned over time. And if you look at how you're positioned over time, you know you're going to face a lot of different situations. And so you're positioned to handle the polar vortex and the propane distribution. We simply ramped up. We had the equipment. We knew where the additional supply was. And we just adjusted by sending, I think it was over 500 trucks to places like Hattiesburg, Mississippi, Troy, South Carolina. There was propane supply down there. The problem with propane is it's all stored in the south and the demand's in the north when you get a winter like this. So you just have to change your distribution and product acquisition methods. And you send trucks 650 miles round trip to go get some more propane. So you learn. We've got a very experienced management team that knows how to handle this, and they just execute very, very well when the time comes.
In 38 years, I can't imagine all of the technology and the changes that you've seen come through, probably from pen and paper to everything stored in one small disk. Tell me how that's made such a huge difference and importance to Growmark over the years.
Oh, I'll tell you, I go back to 1976 when I started doing budgets, and we had 13-column green worksheets with half-millimeter mechanical pencils. And, you know, you couldn't envision the day when everybody would have a computer on their desk. You know, the transition of how we manage information and the accessibility of information, the speed of information, and how we use it, it's a transformation that you can't even describe. You never would have envisioned what we're doing today. Today, it's just table stakes, access to information, and how we can transmit it, how we can use it. You know, it's just part of what we do every day. So it's changed the world. It will change the world. Information and technology has got to become a larger part of farming. Everybody throws around the term big data and all these types of things, but there's a tremendous amount of data that comes off of a farm. one field, one farm, one operation. And we have to be able to take that data, we have to be able to group it, we have to be able to analyze, we have to be able to use it, because farmers are going to need to be able to use that data for profitability going forward. Great crops, these guys can grow great crops, weather permitting, which it is this year. But of course, with great crops come lower prices, and it affects farm profitability. So we have to help our customers achieve profitability and have successful farming operations.
Well, the time has come. You're going to pass the gavel, so to speak, and look forward to retirement. Are there things that Jeff has that he wants to do in retirement and maybe enjoy some quiet time?
Yeah, a little quiet time would be nice. I love working. I love the job that I've had, but it is a busy schedule. And, when you get into your 60s, you do start to slow down just a little bit. So I'm looking forward to just some flexibility. You know, I've passed on a lot of opportunities to go places with my friends and do things. I'm going to seize those opportunities now and take some trips and enjoy. But the thing I feel great about is that it's the right time to transition the company. I'm ready. The company is in good hands. So this will be a really easy transition for Growmark and me.
Any words of wisdom as you walk out the door on that final day that you think you'll pass on?
Oh, I don't know. I'd hate to think that I've got any wisdom beyond what the management team already has. So I would just tell Jim Spradlin and the whole management team, just stay the course. You know what to do, and you've got the resources to do it. So they'll do a great job managing well into the future.
That's great. Well, we're at the 2014 Growmark Stakeholders Meeting in Chicago, and I'm Leah Guffey reporting.